Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. Wyville City Council tonight will consider a rezoning request for 75 Jefferson Street. The owners of the property want it changed from office and institutional to highway service to make it more attractive to potential buyers. A Fairbluff man is being held under no bond after he cut another man on Sunday, according to law enforcement. James Earl Bostic, age 63, was arrested after he allegedly cut 23-year-old Taryn Josiah McCoy. We have reached out to the sheriff's office for more on this case. Wyville police are investigating a shooting that occurred Thursday. The victim was injured at Kent Place Apartments. He was transferred to Novant, New Hanover. The investigation is ongoing. The police department did not release any additional information, but said the suspects have been identified. No charges have been filed after a case of reported animal cruelty in the Sierra Gorda area. The sheriff's office reported that a dead cat was found in a crate outside a home on Pond Drive, where officers were called to investigate dogs in outside kennels with little or no shelter. Temperatures were in the low 20s and it was snowing where the animals were found. The property owner immediately took steps to provide better shelter for the pets. No one was reported injured when someone opened fire on a home with 10 people inside early Friday. The shooting on Sandalwood Road near Wyville damaged the home. At least three shots struck the home during the pre-dawn hours. The sheriff's office is investigating. One person died in a structure fire near Calabash in Brunswick County this morning. Three firefighters tried to get to the victim in the pre-dawn blaze, but could not make their way through the fire. One firefighter sustained minor burns during the rescue attempt. He was treated at the scene. The fire closed a portion of US 17 for several hours. State filing season for 2024 taxes is officially open. The State Department of Revenue is urging taxpayers to file early using e-filing at ncdor.gov/filing. The deadline is April 15th for state and federal taxes. President Donald Trump made his first official visit outside of Washington Friday when he visited western North Carolina and promised help for Hurricane Helene victims. House Majority Leader Brandon Jones of Tabor City and other legislators met with Trump Friday in Asheville to discuss the ongoing recovery efforts. The conversation centered on coordinated federal and state efforts to expedite recovery. Governor Josh Stein thanked Trump for his promise of assistance. Piney Forest Baptist Church Joy Group will host Empower Her 2025 on February 1st from 9 a.m. until noon. Lynn Cowell and Amy Carroll will be the special speakers with praise and worship music from the Crossroads Band. There'll be fellowship, door prizes, books and merchandise, and so much more. Tickets are $20. Call 910-625-5205 or 910-770-1292. Piney Forest is located at 4509 Andrew Jackson Highway Southwest, Chatham. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. The Columbus Baptist Association Spring Revival is set from March 10th through 13th at Hallsboro Baptist Church, 551 Hallsboro Road South. Guest speakers will be Reverend Joshua Connor of Pleasant Plains Baptist Church, Reverend Phil Addison of Bolton Baptist, Reverend Ryan Edwards of Clarendon Baptist, and Dr. George Strickland of Sierra Gorda Baptist. There'll be special music each night. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.